USA News. I'm Lance Pry. Russian President Vladimir Putin is addressing the joint houses of the Russian parliament. It's the first time he's done so since 2021 and the first time since the commencement of what Russia calls its special military operation in Ukraine. President Putin via a translator.
Today, the regions of Russia support Donetsk and Luhansk People's Republics directly. They do it sincerely, like real brothers and sisters.
Putin also accused the West of theft of Russian currency reserves and says the Russian economy has overcome all the sanctions. Voters in Richmond, Virginia will settle a special election today for the open seat previously held by late Democrat Representative Donald McEachin, who died in November shortly after being elected to a fourth term. Democrat nominee Jennifer McClellan faces Republican pastor Leon Benjamin, a Navy veteran. The two are the favorites. A suspect wanted in connection with the murder of a Los Angeles, California archbishop is now in custody.
L.A. County Sheriff's authorities are identifying the alleged killer as 65-year-old Carlos Medina, husband to the housekeeper of the murdered Catholic clergyman.
Detectives recovered two firearms and other evidence possibly linking Medina to the crime.
L.A. County Sheriff Robert Luna says surveillance video showed a dark compact SUV pull into the driveway of the bishop's home around the time of the shooting. Luna adds Medina owns a vehicle matching that description. 69-year-old O'Connell was found dead from a gunshot wound in his Hacienda Heights home Saturday afternoon. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Football in America is now a year-round sport. Under new ownership, including Dwayne The Rock Johnson, the XFL Football League heads into Week 2 this weekend with a game on Thursday, one on Saturday, and two on Sunday. This is USA News.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Despite more credit card rewards options than ever, consumers are often limited in choosing where they can earn rewards. Recently, Bank of America announced a new cashback card, which for the first time gives consumers the power to choose where they earn rewards. Jason Gaughan, Bank of America executive.
Consumers' lives and spending priorities change constantly. One month, you're planning a do-it-yourself remodel, and the next, you're booking a family trip. Now, the new cash rewards card from Bank of America offers the flexibility to meet these changing financial needs. Each month, cardholders can go online and easily choose from one of six popular categories to earn 3% cash back on future purchases, including gas, online shopping, dining, travel, drugstores, or home improvements and furnishings.
For more information on the new cash rewards card, visit bankofamerica.com/cashback.
People duck for cover at Hatay Airport in Turkey as another earthquake strikes. Just 2 weeks after a series of deadly earthquakes struck parts of Turkey and Syria, another 6.4 magnitude quake hit the same region. Last night's quake was also followed by a powerful aftershock as people tried to get to open areas away from damaged buildings. The epicenter was near the Turkey-Syrian border against the Mediterranean Sea. Back at home, wicked weather this way comes.
A giant winter storm is set to slam parts of the country this week. William Churchill is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service.
Straight across the northern tier of the U.S. with this first system midweek, and then a little bit later into the week, Wednesday, Thursday, that's when the main system will be kicking out of the Rockies into the Great Lakes region.
It's expected to start Tuesday in the northwest, where heavy snow is likely to fall in the mountains of Montana, Idaho, and Wyoming. By midweek, the storm system will strengthen as it moves southeast, affecting the Rocky Mountains to the Great Lakes region. Cities from Chicago to Detroit to Boston will all be affected. I'm John Schaefer.
Diplomatic relations between the United States and China deteriorated further on Monday after China's Ministry of Foreign Affairs snapped at the Biden administration for suggesting that it had information that China is considering sending weapons and ammunition to Russia to help in its war against Ukraine. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken made the accusation Sunday on CBS News. Lance Pry, USA News.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. That's $30 off an endless variety of gourmet choices. Visit omahasteaks.com, use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.